The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Yikes, look at the lineup in here today. We time to go to bed before we actually get our coffee.
Oh, it's not that bad. How about we just wander around in the mercantile and let the line thin out a bit?
Well, I guess that's okay with me as long as 50 more people don't wander in the door while you're looking. Hey, Anne, where are you?
Dave, I'm just over on the other side of these shelves. Looking at these neat espresso machines. It would be so much fun to have one.
Espresso machines? Good grief.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to just plain old coffee?
You know, plain coffee.
Oh, well. Guess it doesn't hurt to look around a little. I guess this is not so bad. Let's just see what kind of stuff this sells here.
Oh, Dave, this is so interesting. Look at this machine. All you do is insert this little espresso pot in this one and just program what kind of drink you want.
No espresso drinks for me. I'll just go look over here, okay? Oh, no. Espresso beans, espresso brewing books. I give up.
Oh, Dave, we're not going to have to leave before we place our drink orders, are we?
Chocolate-covered espresso beans, espresso bean canisters, espresso-flavored cookies.
I think you're obsessing.
Huh? What did you say?
Take a look at these. They're exactly what we need. Stainless steel drink holders.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You mean each time we come here, we need to remember to bring our stainless steel drink holder along with us?
Now, Dave, we've been coming to this espresso shop for how many years? Just think of all the paper cups and plastic lids we've used by now. Why, it must be hundreds. The paper's likely long since decomposed, but I'll bet every lid is still in the ground.
Now that I have the vision of a stack of plastic lids as tall as the Eiffel Tower, I see what you mean. I'd rather know that our coffee tradition is not being so wasteful.
Great. Tell you what, the line's gone down and it's my turn for the coffee bill. So I'll go place our orders and pay for these containers. You seem to be enjoying looking around.
Sure. You go ahead. Thanks, Anne. Now, where was I in this espresso world? Maybe I'll just take a quick peek at these espresso machines. I am kind of curious to see the one where you just program in what kind of drink you'd like.
Oh, Dave, there you are. Here's your coffee. And guess what? Each time we bring our travel mugs, we save 10 cents per order. Isn't that great? These containers will eventually pay for themselves.
You mean they give a discount for bringing your own container in? Wow, that's great.
What?
Well, actually, I was thinking that maybe you could show me where these espresso machines are.
Really?
I mean, we could put our 10 cents per cup savings into buying one someday.
Wow, that's a great idea. Come on, let me show you where they are.
Save paper, bring your own travel mug to the coffee shop.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte. Featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Anne. Let Dave and Anne show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.